go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Austin Wilson Bradley. He is the Economic and Community Development Manager for Downtown Colorado Springs, otherwise known as Visit COS. And Austin, good morning. Welcome to the show. The findings are out for the Downtown Annual Report. First of all, good morning. What's in this report that's so significant to us?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. And just one quick clarification. I'm actually with the Downtown Partnership. Visit COS was kind enough to let us kind of jump in here.
Oh.
But the annual report for Downtown Colorado Springs is out, as we call it, our State of Downtown Report. And kind of the big headline that we've got is that visitation for Downtown Colorado Springs has pretty much fully returned to pre-pandemic levels. So when we look at just people visiting the downtown area, that's about 12.5 million visits in 2023 from about 2 million unique people. And then when you throw in residents and downtown employees, a little over 16.5 million total visits. So we're really excited to see those numbers back up to pre-pandemic levels.
And that's exciting, obviously. But I know during the pandemic, you tried so many different strategies to make sure that the downtown remained vibrant through that dark period and also in the post-recovery time. So what do you think has been the solution? What has been the key?
Yeah, great question. I think a couple of different factors. And yes, you're absolutely right. You know, through working with the city and some other folks, you know, keeping restaurants afloat by having dining out, you know, on Tejon Street, as many folks will remember, certainly assisted, and we assisted with some emergency relief for businesses and as well. But, you know, our downtown really is unique nationwide in that we have a lot of locally owned businesses. We don't really have any national chains, which is awesome because these are folks that live and work in this community and are really invested in seeing everyone succeed. You know, we've got over 130 different places to eat and drink and over 70 different retail outlets downtown. And on top of that, you know, we've done really well in terms of worker recovery as well. Our office visits are at about 87% or so of pre-pandemic levels, which really leads the pack in terms of peer cities nationwide. We've got a lot of folks actually coming into the office where some cities are really struggling to get those employees to return. So we're really blessed to have that, and that's translated to a low vacancy rate in terms of both office and retail. And so we're really lucky that most of our businesses are surviving and doing well.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, you look at this report, you may have said it, but how is the data actually collected and get all those numbers into the database?
Yeah, we use a variety of different sources. In terms of visitorship, we use a software tool called Placer that helps to track via cell phones, actually, and can track how many people are actually entering our downtown core using that method. And, you know, frankly, too, just by being on the ground and talking to our business owners and our folks that own office buildings to you know, learn about key card access into office buildings, that sort of thing, to really track how many people are actually coming downtown on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's awesome, tracking the phone, even if it's in incognito mode. But anyway, so that's it is good news, though. I mean, everything you're saying this morning means that, the downtown area is becoming vibrant again. I mean, people are coming to re-experience Colorado Springs. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, part of that, too, is we have a lot of new residential options downtown, which is something that we're going to highlight again this summer with our urban living tour. And we've got a lot of exciting new things. You know, our City for Champions venues, that's the Olympic Museum, Widener Field, Ed Robeson Arena for Colorado College Hockey. You know, those venues alone brought over 500,000 visitors downtown for, you know, concerts, sports games, et cetera. And we're looking forward to a lot of fun new things downtown this year. Keep an eye out for an opening of a dueling piano bar, among other things. So lots of great options for entertainment, eating, drinking. We just had Lulu's downtown open, which of course was formerly Lulu's Downstairs in Manitou. But they're now downtown and open for live music. So a lot of great options for folks to experience downtown.
Right. They just had that Finnish like string band that came through. They did a lot of banjo music. I see all my friends posting about it going, why didn't I know about that?
Indeed. Well, you know, I'd say if anyone is looking for what's going on downtown, be sure to check out downtown_CS. That's our Instagram handle. And every week our social media folks post an agenda, so to speak, of what's coming up for the weekend. So if you want to go out on a Friday night or Saturday night, you can take a look there and always get a quick snapshot of all the fun events and things that are going on downtown.
Yeah, that's great. Austin, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.